In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A man is being tailgated by a stressed out woman on a busy highway. Suddenly the light turns yellow and he does the right thing and he stops right before the crosswalk and the woman hits the roof. She hits the horn, yells and screams at her, and gestures at the man in front of her, hoping to follow him through the light. Right? You know this situation well around here. As she is in mid-rant, she hears a knock on her window. It's a policeman. He says for her to exit her car with her hands up. He takes her to the police station, searches her, fingerprints her, photographs her, places her in a cell. Hours later, he returns to the booking desk with her and her belongings. And he says, "I'm very sorry for this mistake. You see, I pulled up behind your car while you were blowing your horn, gesturing at the guy in front of you, cussing at him in a blue streak. I noticed your Choose Life license plate holder, your Follow Me to Sunday School bumper sticker, and your What Would Jesus Do bumper sticker, and your Christian emblem of a fish. Naturally, I assumed that you had stolen the car." Perhaps this police officer found his expectations of a Christian were a bit off. The woman didn't fit the pattern of a Christian that he had expected. But in a sense, this joke illustrates what humor is all about. It's the surprise, it's the unexpected, it's the breaking of the pattern. In a sense, it is what Paul is talking about in our epistle for today. We see that God does have a sense of humor, but it's not like we would expect. I have observed that what is funny in life is so often the breaking of the pattern. Many jokes are told with three people, right? Two people set the pattern and the third breaks it. And we laugh. The third part of the joke is funny because we don't expect it. The punchline is the surprise at the end. Even our earliest humor is the element of surprise with a baby. They laugh playing peekaboo. They're surprised each time that you disappear and you reappear. It's amazing. In the Old Testament, Sarah, the wife of Abraham, had a good laugh. She learned that she would become a mother in her old age. And she found out, and she laughed. This was so laughable. But surprise, God would keep his promise. And later, she would bear a child. She even said it, "God has brought me laughter. And everyone who hears about this will laugh with me." Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? "Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." She even named her son Isaac, which means laughter. Most of us enjoy a good laugh. But we also know its boundaries. Some humor is not in good taste. Humor that is at the expense of someone else or makes fun of something which is highly esteemed or honored, such humor is offensive. Nor do we like to be laughed at. Not everything that breaks the pattern is funny. Maybe that's one way to look at sin, as something that breaks the pattern. Sin is breaking the pattern. It is breaking God's pattern, the law, the course that He has laid out for us and for our behavior. When God tells us to worship Him alone and we honor other gods, it's not funny. When God tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves and we do otherwise, this is no joke. Sin is the unexpected. It is us not meeting God's expectations. Sin is no laughing matter. When we look at the Bible, God actually laughs at the destruction of the wicked. Psalm 37, the Lord laughs at the wicked in derision. But can we avoid being on the receiving end of God's laughter? Can we avoid what we really deserve for breaking God's expectations? In classic literature, there are two common themes for a story. One is a tragedy, in which things start out poorly, they get better, and then the main character has some sort of a fall, or a flaw, or a fall from grace. And the tragedy ends on a down note. The opposite is a comedy, not like a stand-up comedy, but a comedy in the classical sense. The story starts off good, it gets worse, and then has a happy ending. One of the greatest stories, examples of this classic work, classic form, is Dante's work, Divine Comedy. In this story, the main character, Dante himself, goes on a sightseeing tour all the way down to the depths of hell, only to be taken all the way up to heaven, and finally to gaze upon God Himself. The story goes from good to bad to great. It's a happy ending. It's a great reversal. Christ is the ultimate reversal. He is our happy ending. He saves us from the very depths of hell and brings us, like Dante, to the very presence of God in heaven. Only our journey is not a sightseeing tour or a dream. Christ changes our reality of our situation by His work for us. By His perfect life, by His sacrificial death, by His rising to life again, He guarantees us that even though we die, yet will we live. He changes everything for us. He turns our tragedy, in a classical sense, into a comedy. He makes our ending happy. This is just God's way. You might call it the divine comedy. God's own particular sense of humor. Paul keys in on this here in his letter to the Corinthians. God chooses the weak to make the strong look bad. He chooses the foolish to show His true wisdom. The lowly, the despised, things that are not, God uses these to nullify the things that are. What Paul is talking about here is God's sense of humor, breaking the pattern of these expectations. Those things that the world would laugh at and shame, God turns the tables. Instead, it is the supposedly strong, the so-called wise, the seemingly wonderful, and God laughs at these things. And these things that are held in shame and ridicule, He takes for Himself and He makes something out of. We might have expected Jesus to choose the learned men of the society to be His disciples, the powerful rulers, the wealthy merchants. But He chose common fishermen, rejected tax collectors, former prostitutes. In St. Paul, He even uses the arch enemy of the church, of Christianity, to become its chief spokesperson, even to write most of the New Testament. Even today, people like Abby Johnson, who for 8 years of her life led and directed Planned Parenthood Clinic. And today she's a spokesperson helping people get out of this industry. She helps people like Julia, who is a nurse and worked at a Planned Parenthood, and through the ministry of Focus on the Family and Dr. James Dobson, she's now freed from that industry. You may think, likewise, that sinners that we are, God could not use us. But He does. Christ dies for each of us. He calls us by name. Perhaps the ultimate reversal, the biggest laugh of all, is that God turns us sinners into holy and righteous children. He makes enemies His friends. He no longer sees wicked people worthy of destruction. He sees good and faithful servants. He is no longer angry at our breaking of His expectations. Instead, He rejoices with the angels when one sinner repents. He brings us, dead people, dead in our sins, dying in our body, dead in our spirit. He brings us to life, life by His Spirit, life forever. This is just God's way. But now, as His people, we must deal with laughter. As Jesus warns, laughter is also in persecution, being laughed at, being made fun of, despised for the sake of Christ. This happened to the prophets, and Jesus tells us in the Beatitudes that it will happen to us who follow Him. Still, we are blessed. It's what we are. Jesus was laughed at too. Those mourners who laughed at Jesus when He said, "She is not dead, she's sleeping." And He turned this mourning father's sadness into joy, laughter, when He said, "Little girl, arise." And she did. God has a sense of humor. And those who laughed at Jesus when He hung dying on the cross, "Save yourself if you are the Christ." Who would have the last laugh on Easter Sunday? Yes, God has a sense of humor. And in the end, and I mean the end of it all, God will have the last laugh. And we, His people, will join in the laughter when all that is wrong is reversed, when God makes it right again, when in heaven God will wipe away every tear from our eyes and keep us forever. For in the true divine comedy, Jesus Christ makes right what is wrong. And he gives us the ultimate happy ending. And that is no joke. In Jesus' name, amen.